Babes in Christ, 1 Corinthians 3:1. Are you sad because you've hardly grown spiritually since God saved you? Is your faith weak and your love anemic? Cheer up, for God's already given you a new heart and the indwelling Holy Spirit. And there are some things in which the weakest Christian is equal to the most mature saint. 1. You're equal in innocence before God because of the blood of Christ. 2. You have as much right to the precious things of the covenant. 3. Your rights lie not in your growth, but in the covenant itself, and your faith in Christ isn't the measure, but the token of your inheritance in Him. The foolish saint who rarely uses his inheritance still has legal possession. 5. But why continue a foolish saint when you can have abundant life? His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:3-11.